Hey there, Nerd of God Squad. My name is Ashley, and here's your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. I've been playing some version of The Sims since the game first launched in the year 2000. I started playing with The Sims 2, moved on to Sims 3, and ultimately to the current version of the game, The Sims 4. For those of you not familiar with The Sims, it is a life simulation game series created by EA that has become one of the best-selling video game franchises of all time. The Sims enables players to create their own virtual people, called Sims, and live out their day-to-day lives. Players decide where their Sims will live, what job they'll have, the people they'll interact with, and ultimately what path their lives will take. Many players may create versions of themselves in the game, called Sim-selves, for experiences not often possible in real life. From meeting aliens, to becoming a mermaid, a vampire, or simply becoming a rock star or a social media influencer. I have spent countless hours retreating into the world of The Sims with all the uncertainty in the world today. The majority of my gameplay has been spent simulating the simplicity of everyday life that has not been our normal for quite some time. It has been a form of escapism for me, as I can map out every step for my Sims, from choosing their perfect outfits, the actions they'll take each day, and even what their relationships look like. When things don't ultimately go as planned, I can restart my game or simply cheat to meet my personal objectives for my Sims. It is hard to imagine having that level of control in our own lives, but when you think about it, that is the level of control God has in our lives. In our current times, we have little control over our situation. We're facing unprecedented amounts of uncertainty that can lead us to fear, worry, or even anxiety. It is important to remember that no matter our situation, that our God is sovereign. He is in control of all things. He has come before us and is behind us. On the other side of every situation we have ever been through, situations we're currently in, and situations we'll face in the future. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Our attempts to control everything in our lives are merely that, attempts. Ones that will exhaust us and ultimately frustrate us, as we are incapable of achieving that goal. Instead, we should surrender that control to God, acknowledging His sovereignty and finding rest in Him. Our lives may not ultimately look like those depicted in The Sims, but we have no reason to be afraid of what may come because God is always with us. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, check out the full version of the Nerd of Godcast wherever fine podcasts are consumed, and check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Until next time, dag dag!